Good morning.
Again,
welcome to Austin Chinese Church. I didn't catch all of what Pastor Enoch said about me, but just... Again, my name is Jerry Lin. I'm the College Ministry Director here at ACC. It's an honor to be able to share God's word with you this morning. I joined staff in August of 2021. And this is my third time visiting the Cantonese worship service. Now, just to let you know, we gave virtue our first child in January of 2021. And we moved to Austin in May of that year. One of the main reasons we want to move to Austin was to be closer to my family. My brother and my parents all live here in Austin. Sorry, I don't know which one I'm supposed to... Oh. The big green square. Yeah, that makes sense. And so we get to get together for dinner a couple times a month. It's such a blessing to live so close to family. And actually, yesterday, we just celebrated my dad's 70th birthday. You know, I'm so glad for my father, the kind of father he was as we were growing up. You see, my dad was not the typical Asian dad. He worked hard at his job. But when he came home, all he wanted to do was take us out to play basketball. He would tell us not to spend too much time studying, but to go outside and play instead. And he didn't want us to pursue any particular careers or even schools, but instead told us that our own success was up to us. Again, he wasn't the typical Asian dad. I share this morning because we're going to look at a story in the Bible about another person who was not the typical father for his time and culture. Now, this is actually a very well-known story, but you probably know it by another name. The Parable of the Prodigal Son. Actually, as we look closer to the text, we'll see the story is really more about the kind of father that the son has. And that's why I prefer to call this the parable of the prodigal father, hence the title for our sermon. So we're going to start by looking at our main text this morning, and we'll see what our heavenly father looks like, and we'll dive into some application afterwards. Please turn with me to Luke chapter 15. We're going to read it first in English, and then David will lead you to read it in Cantonese. And he said, there was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of the property that is coming to me. And divided his property among them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey to a far country. And there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine rose in that country and began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything.
我们一起恭敬地读 又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来，于是去投靠那地方的一个人。
那人打发他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆壳充饥，也没有人给他。
We're going to pause here for a moment because there's some details that are significant that may not be obvious for us who don't have a Jewish background.
咁我哋可能會稍微停一停，因為經文裏邊會有一啲係比較重要嘅細節，可能我哋唔係喺猶太人嘅文化裏邊冇咁清楚嘅。
So Jesus tells a story about a man who had two sons.
咁耶穌今日講嘅係一個父親有兩個兒子嘅故事。
And the youngest son is asking for an advance on his inheritance.
咁個細仔佢話：我哋要提前去分家產。
In a way, what the son is really asking is, Father, I wish you were already dead so I could have my share of me, the inheritance.
咁其實佢呢句説話意思，真正意思係話，爸爸，我恨唔得你，恨不得你而家死鬼咗，咁我就可以攞你嗰份家產啦。
Can you imagine what it must have felt like for that father to hear such hurtful words from his own son?
你有冇諗過作為一個父親聽到個仔講呢個説話嗰時，心裏邊嘅感受係點咧？
For those of you who have kids, if you imagine if one of your kids said that to you.
如果大家有仔仔女女嘅，如果仔仔女女咁同你讲，你又会点感觉咧
？Or imagine how your father would have responded if you had said something like that to him.
又或者调翻转，你同你爸爸咁讲，你估你阿爸会点谂咧
？And yet, what does his father do?
咁呢个爸爸点样样咧
？He lets his son have his way.
佢有个仔去做。
He divides his fortune and gives his son his share.
咁就将家产分咗，将个细仔嗰份俾咗佢。
And not many days later, the son takes all that he has and he sets out for a distant land, leaving his family behind.
咁呢個細仔冇幾耐就走咗去歡樂啦。
Then he wastes his fortune by partying it up.
咁佢花曬啲錢去玩去 party.
In our context, it's almost as if the son went off to college.
咁喺我哋今日嘅一個處境嚟睇咧，就好似個細仔去咗外地咁樣。
But soon, the land is hit with an economic recession.
咁佢好似讀書咁樣，但係嗰個地方咧就陷入咗經濟蕭條。
And in his desperation, the younger son hires him out to someone who herds pigs, and he spends his days feeding pigs.
咁個細仔冇辦法啦，咁唯有幫當地人去放豬為生。
Now this last detail would have caused the original audience to feel disgusted, because for Jews, pigs are a very unclean animal.
咁呢度一點咧，就係當時嘅聽眾如果聽到話要放豬咧，佢哋會好反感嘅，因為咧猶太人對於豬嚟講係覺得好唔乾淨嘅。
I know that we love to eat pork。
我哋中國人中意食豬。
I think of bacon。
煙肉。
Pork 燒賣。
燒賣。
小籠包。
小籠包。
But not only would a Jew not eat pork, they wouldn't even be around a pig。
但係對猶太人嚟講，佢哋唔單止唔食豬肉，佢哋甚至乎靠近豬都覺得污糟。
So for a first century Jew, this son was in the worst possible, most shameful situation.
所以對於第一世紀嘅猶太人嚟講，呢個細仔已經係跌入人生嘅低谷，係非常之羞辱嘅。
And so let's see what the son decides to do next.
咁我哋又睇一睇個細仔決定點做啦。
But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread? But here I perish of hunger."I will rise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants. And he rose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion, and ran and embraced him and kissed him.
好，我哋一齊讀。他醒悟過來，就說：我父親有多少的故工，口糧有餘，我倒在這裏餓死嗎？我要起來。到父親那裏去，向他說：父親，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。從今以後，我不配稱為你的兒子，把我當作一個故工吧。於是起來，往他父親那裏去，相離還遠。他父親看見，就動了慈心，跑去抱著他的頸項，連連與他親嘴。
Let's look at what's going on here.
咁我哋睇下發生咗咩事啦。
The younger son finally comes to his senses.And he realizes that he is starving.
咁個細仔發現佢而家係醒唔過嚟啦，明到自己挨餓緊。
But back home, even the hired servants had more than enough to eat.
但係喺爸爸嗰邊嗰啲僱工就不愁三餐喎。
So he comes up with a plan to go back home.
咁於是佢就計劃去翻屋企。
His plan is to tell his dad how wrong he was and to ask him to take him back as a hired servant.
咁佢諗住同爸爸講佢做錯咗，然後希望爸爸至少可以俾佢做翻一個工人啦。
Why doesn't the son just go back?And expect to be a son again.
點解個仔仔唔會諗住一翻屋企我做翻個仔咪得咯
？This is a really important detail.
呢個係一個好重要嘅細節。
The son thinks that because of what he's done, there is no way that his dad will take him back as a son.
因為個細仔係諗佢以前做過一切冇辦法去翻屋企做翻一個仔。
But maybe if he goes back and offers to work for his dad, he'd at least be eating better food.
咁或者，但係至少翻屋企做個工人，至少可以食好少少。
So that's what's going through the younger son's mind.
咁就係當時個仔嘅諗法。
So the younger son sets off for home.
咁於是個仔就翻屋企啦。
What happens then?
咁跟住又點咧？
Let's take some time looking at the second half of verse 20. Look at some key details.
咁我哋一齊去睇下第二十節嘅後半段有啲嘅重要嘅留意地方。
But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him.
咁我哋睇到係相離還遠，他父親看見了就動了慈心，跑去抱著他的頸項，連連與他親嘴。
Jesus tells us in verse 20 that as the son is still a long way off, his father sees him.
咁喺第二十節我哋睇到咧，小兒子係離屋企好遠嘅時候咧，佢爸爸已經睇到啦。
Well, how is it that the father sees him coming from a long way off?
咁大家諗下，點解父親可以係相離還遠咁遠就可以睇到個仔嘅咧
？From this one little detail, we get a glimpse of the father's heart for his son.
咁由呢個小小嘅細節，我哋睇到個父親對呢個兒子嘅心意係點樣。
It seems that this father longed for his son to come home every day, that he would every day spend some time looking off the distance, hoping that his son would someday come back.
咁我哋可以諗一諗，呢個父親係心裏邊係好掛住個仔，咁所以日日咧都係好望好遠，咁希望個仔今日會翻屋企咁樣。
Imagine that day after day, this father would sit on the front porch, looking towards the edge of town, hoping that today would be the day his younger son comes home.
咁大家可以諗一諗，一日復一日，佢就係坐屋企門口。就係望住個村好遠嘅地方，咁啊希望個仔今日就翻屋企啦。
And then that day finally comes, and the father sees his son coming down the road towards home.
咁真係終於有一日，佢真係睇到個仔翻嚟啦。
Jesus tells us that the father sees his son and is filled with compassion.
咁耶穌話：父親睇到兒子就動了慈心。
This word that we translate as compassion literally means guts in Greek.
咁慈心喺希臘文嘅字嘅意思咧係內臟。
The idea is that this compassion was so deep that he would just feel this emotion deep in his guts.
咁慈心個感覺就係好似係好深好深嘅一樣嘢，係喺五臟六腑湧出嚟咁樣。
So we have this beautiful picture of the father filled with emotion as the son is coming home.
咁一個美麗嘅圖畫就係當父親睇到個兒子翻嚟，佢就動咗慈心，係忍都忍唔住啦。
And what does the father do with this emotion?
咁父親對於呢個嘅情感係點樣去處理咧
？Jesus tells us the father gets up and he runs towards his son。
咁耶穌話父親即刻就跑咗過去啦。
You know, in romantic movies, when you got two long lost lovers, they finally see each other again。
咁大家可以喺啲浪漫嘅電影裏邊睇到啲情侶喺海灘度相見，咁就大家慢慢。
And the movie starts playing the sappy music. You see them running towards each other。
佢係好慢咁跑。
And in our culture, we think, oh, it's so romantic. It's so beautiful。
咁我哋今日就會覺得啊，好浪漫睇黑，好美麗。
But in this first century Jewish culture, to run like that was to lose face.
但喺第一世紀嘅猶太人嘅文化咧，咁樣跑法咧係好丟臉嘅。
It would have been humiliating and embarrassing for someone to be seen running like this.
係非常之丟臉，甚至乎俾人笑嘅其實。
Because respectable people do not run, they walk.
有體面嘅人咧行嘅就唔會跑嘅。
But the father didn't care what other people might think.
但係爸爸唔理啦，總之就去做啦。
All he cared with is was that his son was back home again.
佢掛住嘅就係個仔翻咗嚟啦。
Finally, Jesus tells us one more detail about the father.
咁耶穌再講多一個細節。
The father not only got up and he ran towards his son, but he also embraced him and kissed him.
佢爸爸唔單止跑過去喎，佢係抱住佢嘅頸項，連連與他親嘴。
The Greek term for embracing means literally to fall on the neck of.
咁又係原文嗰個抱嘅意思咧，係伏喺頸上咧，即係衝埋去攬住佢咁樣咯。
Now why is that important？
點解呢個咁緊要咧
？Where has the son just been？
大家諗下個仔其實喺邊度翻緊嚟
？The son has just come from a pig farm。
個仔喺豬場翻咗嚟喎。
Do you think he stopped to get a change of clothes or take a shower？
你估佢會唔會中間有個時間沖個靚涼，換件靚衫咁咧
？No， he went straight back home。
應該都冇嗰陣時間，即刻就係翻屋企噶啦。
So I want you to think about this. In spite of how bad this younger son smells。The father just wraps his arms around him and gives him a big hug.
咁大家可以諗下個仔臭崩崩，咁個仔個爸爸就去攬住佢。
Even kisses him.
甚至乎去錫佢。
Again, we talked about how pigs are unclean animals for first century Jews.
大家再諗一諗，我哋頭先講過第一世紀嘅猶太人嚟講咧，豬係非常之唔乾淨嘅。
So imagine for the people who are hearing Jesus tell this parable, they're just feeling really disgusted inside.
咁所以當時嘅聽眾聽到呢啲細節咧，就會覺得哎，好核突啊！
We see these details that Jesus tells us about the father seeing his son from a long way off, being filled with compassion, running and embracing and kissing him. These details tell us so much about who the Father is.
咁耶穌講到呢啲嘅細節係相離還遠，動咗慈心，跑咗過去，攬住佢，錫佢。呢啲咁微細嘅細節咧，就係描述到呢一個父親係點樣嘅父親啦。
He's a man who some would look at as being wasteful in the way he treats his younger son.
咁喺旁人嘅眼中，呢個父親係對於個兒子實在好揮霍咁樣嘅。
And that's why I call this a parable of the prodigal father, because of the way the father treats his son.
就係因為呢個原因，我哋將呢個今日嘅主題叫做揮霍父親嘅比喻，因為父親對兒子係揮霍佢極奢華嘅愛。
The father demonstrates extravagant love, wasteful love for his son.
佢嘅愛喺一般人睇嚟講，好似係浪費咁樣。
So what happens next? Let's keep reading.
咁我哋繼續睇落去。
And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him.And put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring the fattened calf and kill it and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate.
好，我们继续读下去。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上。把鞋穿在他腳上，把那肥牛犊牽來宰了，我們可以吃喝快樂，因為我這個兒子是死而復活，失而又得的，他們就快樂起來。
So let's picture this scene.
咁我哋想象一個場景。
The son has come home, and the father runs to him, embraces him, and kisses him.
個仔翻屋企，同父親去攬埋一齊，然後去連連親嘴。
And the younger son starts to say the apology speech that he has prepared.
耶穌就告訴我，那個小孩開始說話了。
But before he can finish, his father's already calling for the servants to bring the best robe, to bring a ring, and to bring shoes for his son.
但是他還沒說完，父親就已經叫僕人去拿上好的袍子、戒指和鞋子給他的寶貝兒子穿上。
What do these things mean?
這些東西代表什麼意思呢？
You see, these were things that only the son could wear.
這些是做兒子才可以穿的。
The father was showing his son that he had never stoppedBeing his son.
所以父親嘅同個細仔係表明咗佢兒子嘅身份從來冇改變過。
It didn't matter if he had left home, wasted his money, made a mess of his life.
佢離家出走，花光曬啲家產，荒廢生活都唔緊要。
All that mattered was that his son was home again.
最緊要係呢個兒子翻返嚟屋企啦。
And what the father was saying is that he didn't need to earn back his status as a son.
佢父親傳達嘅意思係佢唔需要再賺翻呢個身份翻嚟。
The father was freely offering it to him.
父親係將呢個身份白白嘅俾翻佢。
And lastly, Jesus tells us that the father orders for the fattened calf to be barbecued.
咁最後耶穌同我哋講，父親下令準備肥牛犊燒烤。
You see, this is the calf that was kept in reserve for special occasions.
咁呢啲牛咧，其實喺一啲重要嘅場合去預備嘅。
And for the father, there's nothing more special than for his son to have come back.
咁爸爸嚟講，冇乜嘢緊要得過個仔翻嚟咁去值得慶祝。
For the son who was dead is now alive again. The son who was lost is now found again. This beautiful, timeless story tells us that God is a faithful father who longs to see his wayward children come back home. And this father who welcomes him back doesn't do so begrudgingly, but with unashamed joy and unrestrained joy.Love.
咁呢個父親去歡迎翻呢個仔翻嚟，唔係勉強去接納，而係懷住赤誠嘅愛同埋無所保留嘅喜悅歡迎佢翻嚟。
And I would have been perfectly happy if the parable, if the story had ended there.
如果個故仔停喺呢度，我都覺得係好滿意噶啦。
If that's all this was about, that God is such a gracious and generous Father, that would have been great.
如果個故仔嘅主題係話上帝係一個充滿奇異恩典、無限憐憫嘅神，我都已經覺得係滿足噶啦。
But the story doesn't end there.
但係故仔係未完嘅。
And that's when we remember that this is a story within a story.
所以我哋要記得呢個係唔單止有故仔，係故仔中有故仔。
You see, remember the occasion for Jesus teaching this parable.
我哋去諗翻呢個耶穌講呢個比喻嘅背景。
Luke 15 verses 1 and 2 tell us, Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes grumbled, saying, This man receives sinners and eats with them.
咁我继续读落去，众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。法利赛人和文士私下之论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。
You see, within the Jewish community, there's a group known as the Pharisees.
咁我哋知道喺犹太人嘅社群当中咧，有一班人叫做法利赛人。
They rightly understood that Scripture reveals that God is a holy God.
咁佢正确咁样去解经，去明白到上帝系一个圣洁嘅神。
And they devoted themselves to perfectly following all of God's laws.
亦都系，所以佢哋因为咁嘅原因，亦都系尽力嘅去遵守神嘅律法。
So when they came from Jerusalem to where Jesus was to find out who he was and what he was teaching, they were bothered by the company that he kept.
所以佢哋喺耶路撒冷过嚟要睇下耶稣系边个啦，佢教啲咩啦。但系佢对于耶稣同佢一齐嘅人，佢感觉到好困扰。
You see, these tax collectors that Jesus hung out with were Jews who had betrayed their nation and sold out to the Roman Empire.
所以耶稣同佢啲一齐嘅人咧，系一啲系喺佢哋眼中系背叛民族嘅人，佢哋出卖咗犹太人为罗马帝国去效力。
And for Jesus to hang out with them along with gamblers and prostitutes and drunkards and gluttons, this was a stumbling block to the Pharisees.
咁耶稣同呢一班嘅咁嘅啲妓女啊，或者系呢啲啊赌徒啊一齐，系好难接受嘅。
And they're thinking to themselves, how can Jesus do this?
佢哋个心谂，耶稣点可能去同呢啲人一齐嘅咧
？How can he welcome sinners and eat with them?
点可能去欢迎佢哋同佢哋一齐食饭嘅咧
？Doesn't he know that by doing this, he's giving approval to their sin?
唔通耶稣唔觉得佢咁样做系认同佢哋嘅罪咩？
And that's why Jesus goes on with the storytelling.
咁所以耶稣继续系讲呢个故事。
Because there's more for the Pharisees and for us to learn.
因为仲有一啲要俾啲法利赛人，亦都俾我哋去学习嘅嘢。
Remember, Jesus told us that there's a story about a man with two sons.
我哋记得呢个故事系耶稣讲系有两个儿子嘅父亲。
We've talked about the younger son. What about the older son?
啱啱讲完细仔，咁大仔又点咧
？How does he respond to his brother's return?
咁大仔见到弟弟翻嚟又点咧？
Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of his servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, Your brother has come, and your father has killed a fattened calf because he has received him back safe and sound. But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and entreated him, but he answered his father, Look, these many years I have served you, and I never disobeyed your command, yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him? And he said to him, Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found.
我哋继续读，那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音。便叫过一个仆人来问是什么事仆人说你兄弟来了你父亲因为得他无灾无病的回来把肥牛犊宰了大儿子却生气不肯进去他父亲就出来劝他他对父亲说我服侍你这多年从来没有违背过你的名你并没有给我一只山羊羔叫我和朋友一同快乐但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业他一来了你倒为他宰了肥牛犊父亲对他说儿啊你常和我同在我一切所有的都是你的只是你这个兄弟是死而复活失而又得的所以我们理当欢喜快乐
How does the older son respond to the return of his brother?
咁大仔见到弟弟翻嚟有咩反应呢
Unlike the father, the older son does not welcome his brother.
唔似佢爸爸大仔唔接纳佢嘅细佬
In fact, he refuses to acknowledge him as his brother, using the term, this son of yours, instead.
甚至乎他的说法是,这个是你的儿子,不是我弟弟。
Unlike the father, the older son points out his brother's moral failings.
不像爸爸,大儿子是指出弟弟的道德败坏。
He's keen to point out how his brother has wasted his father's wealth on prostitutes.
他很不留情地去强调他弟弟是怎样去挥霍他爸爸的产业,和一些妓女一起。
The father most likely knew, but he never brought it up.
爸爸其实一早都知，不过佢冇提呢啲事出嚟。
Unlike the father, the older son expects condemnation instead of celebration.
唔似爸爸，大仔系预期要去责备，而唔系庆祝。
He doesn't care that his brother was once lost but is now found.
佢对于弟弟曾经失丧而家系得到拯救嘅冇乜兴趣知道。
All he can think of is how unfair it is.
他只是觉得很不公平。
That all the years of his obedience, he's never received even a small goat for his own friends.
他自己一点也都没得过。
And now his brother comes and is receiving this extravagant love from his father.
但现在个小孩回来反而得到爸爸这么多的爱。
And that's why he waits outside the house, refusing to go into the celebration.
咁所以佢唔愿意翻屋企去庆祝。
And yet the father comes outside to where he is at and affirms his love for his older son, even in the midst of his grumbling, and invites him to join in the celebration.
但系爸爸仍然系走出去，去到个大仔嗰度，虽然个仔都仲系好唔开心，而系很肯定佢对佢嘅爱，一齐去庆祝，叫佢翻去。
You know, I can only wonder how the story might have gone if it was the older son who was the first to meet the younger son on his way home.
我有時會想，如果這個故事是調轉，是個小仔見到大仔先，那究竟會怎麼辦呢？
What do you think?
大家覺得怎麼辦？
Do you think the younger son would have ever had a chance to experience his father's love and compassion?
究竟這個小仔有沒有機會去經歷到父親的憐憫和恩典呢？
Or do you think the older son's condemnation would have convinced him there was no warm welcome waiting for him at home?
又或者，如果個細仔見到個大仔，聽到佢啲責備同埋拒絕，會唔會覺得呢個屋企根本就係冇人會歡迎佢嘅咧
？So let's talk about how we can live out the parable of the prodigal father.
咁我哋所以一齊去諗一諗點樣應用我哋今日嘅信息。
First of all, I think we can apply this parable to how we are living out our church scene for 2025.
咁首先我哋可以諗一諗呢個比喻應用喺我哋2025年教會嘅主題。
Building a missional community.
建造使命群體。
What does building a missional community look like in our fellowships and small groups?
究竟建造使命群體喺我哋嘅團契小組係點樣嘅咧？
What about on Sunday mornings?
咁朝頭早又係點樣？星期日朝頭早又點咧？
Do we welcome those who are seeking?
我哋會唔會歡迎一啲去尋求真理嘅人咧？
Are we patient with those who may not be so spiritually mature?
如果有啲屬靈上唔係好成熟嘅人，我哋對佢會唔會有耐性咧？
Are we compassionate towards those who've made mistakes but they want to come back to God?
我哋如果見到有啲人犯咗錯，但係而家回轉翻嚟嘅話，我哋會唔會依然係有憐憫俾佢哋咧
？Again, are we a house of condemnation or are we a house of celebration?
我哋呢間教會係一個充滿定罪嘅地方，定係一個充滿歡慶嘅地方咧
？Another application we think of has to do with how we parent.
另外一個我哋可以應用嘅係我點樣去教養孩子。
When it comes to how we raise our children, are we more like the father or are we more like the older son in this parable?
当我哋教仔教女嘅时候，我哋又比较似个爸爸，定系比较似个大仔咧
？I've actually been serving in youth and college ministry since 2002.
我喺2000年开始就已经系去服侍去青少年同埋大学嘅事工。
So that's over two decades of experience working with young people.
所以我有20年嘅服侍经验。
And in that time, I've learned a lot about the dynamics between parents and children.
咁我都喺呢段時間學到唔少關於第一代亞裔父母同埋第二代亞裔嘅孩子嗰個互動
，especially within the Asian immigrant kind of culture，
特別係亞裔嗰個文化。
One of the things I've seen is that Asian parents want for their kids to be successful。
第一點我留意到嘅係亞裔父母咧都好希望佢孩子係成功嘅。
We want them to do well on standardized tests。
佢哋希望喺標準化嘅考試攞到好嘅成績啦。
So they get to a good school。
好嘅學校啦。
So they can get a good job.
好嘅工作啦。
So you find a good spouse.
揾到好嘅伴侶。
And raise good kids.
有小朋友亦都係好嘅。
And that cycle just continues, right?
繼續可以講落去。
So we tell our kids, you can be whatever you want when you grow up.
佢會話你大個做乜都得。
As long as a doctor, lawyer, engineer, or doctor.
只要係醫生、律師、工程師或者係醫生。
Again, there's nothing wrong with wanting these kids to have dreams and hopes.
咁呢個期待係冇咩錯嘅，其實。
It's because we love them that we want for them to succeed. That's understandable. That's
因為我哋愛佢啊嘛，咁所以希望佢成功，冇問題啊。
But the question is, how do we respond when they don't succeed?
個問題係，如果佢哋唔成功，咁點算咧
？For instance, what happens if they bring home a bad report card?
比如，如果佢哋翻屋企攞張唔係咁好嘅成績單。
I heard someone explain to me the Asian parents grading scale.
我哋聽過一個叫做亞裔家長評分標準。
Have you heard of this?
大家有冇聽過呢個咧
？A is average.
A 係平均。
B is below average.
B 係。
C is can't have dinner.
C 係唔可以食飯。
D is don't come home.
D 係唔好翻屋企。
F is find another family.
F 係揾個第二屋企。
Of course, this is just a joke, but it's not far off from the truth.
呢個係笑話，不過都有一啲嘅真實喺度。
When I was in high school, I heard that a classmate had been warned by her parents.
咁我喺高中嘅時候聽過一個情況。
If you don't score a perfect score on the SAT, we're going to deport you back to Taiwan.
有个朋友，个爸爸同佢讲：，你如果 SAT 唔满分，你翻台湾。
I think she got a perfect score, but that's not the point. That's not the point.
这个不是最重要的。
This is an example of what some might call a tiger mom.
不过这个就是我们看到什么叫虎妈。
As Asian parents, these are the kind of things we might say to our children.
作为亚裔的父母，我们有时会讲出这些话。
We may have good intentions, but we may not realize the consequences of this kind of parenting.
我们讲这些是出于爱，但没想过个后果会是怎么样。
Here's a mental exercise I want you to do right now.
请大家做一个心理测验。
Let's imagine that your child made a very serious mistake.
假设你的儿子女犯了一个很严重的错误。
Maybe they cheated on a test and they got caught.
可能考试去被人捉到作弊了。
Maybe they plagiarized someone else's homework.
或者去抄人功课了。
Maybe they got arrested for drinking underage at a party.
或者去派对那里可能去喝酒，未成年喝酒被人捉了。
Maybe they got pregnant.
又或者他们未婚怀孕。
Which one sounds more like how they would respond?
那以下来有一个选择，你觉得你会怎么去讲呢？
I've messed up.
如果个仔话我大镬了，
I need to call my mom and dad.
我要打电话给爸爸妈妈。
Or I've messed up.
第二个选择是我大镬了。
I can't ever let my mom and dad find out.
我唔可以俾爸爸妈妈知道。
You see, being a tiger mom doesn't guarantee that your kids will do better in school and in life.
大家要知道，做虎妈唔能够保证仔仔系喺事业上或者人生上面系成功。
They might or they might not.
可能得，可能唔得。
But it does guarantee that such parenting will teach our kids that no matter what, they need to hide their failures from us.
但有一件事可以肯定嘅，如果你咁教个仔咧，佢哋有事情发生咧，就系要匿埋唔俾你知。
And why is this important for us as Christians?
点解呢样嘢咁紧要咧？作为基督徒。
Because how we think of our heavenly Father is heavily influenced by how we think of our earthly parents.
因为我哋谂到个天父，其实就系影响系我哋地上嘅父母系点样样嘅形象。
If we see our earthly parents responding to our failures and mistakes with anger and condemnation,
如果我哋地上嘅父母，我哋见到错误系愤怒同埋责备嘅话咧，我哋都会觉得天父系咁样样嘅。
It's only natural for us to expect that this is how God is going to respond when we mess up.
会系觉得我哋有啲事情发生咗，神就系会咁对我哋。
This is why we need to be careful in how we respond when our children mess up.
所以当我哋孩子去犯错嘅时候，我哋要小心去处理，点样回应。
When our children see that we respond with grace and mercy,
当我哋孩子睇到我哋嘅回应系有恩典有怜悯嘅时候，
they'll understand and believe that their heavenly Father is also a God of grace and mercy.
佢哋会比较能够相信我哋嘅天父系一个充满恩典同怜悯嘅神。
I want to close today with a story about a real-life prodigal son.
咁今日我想用一个真实浪子回头嘅故事去作结束。
There was once a young man who grew up in a Christian home.
咁以前有一位年轻人喺一个基督徒家庭长大。
But he went off to dental school. He started to live a secret life of sex and drugs.
咁当佢离开屋企去牙医学校去求学嘅时候咧，就开始放纵情欲同埋有毒品嘅生活。
He embraced his homosexuality and became so addicted to drugs that he became a dealer to make money.
佢接受到自己係同性戀嘅傾向，而且對毒品係上癮到個程度咧，自己做埋毒販。
All the while he hid what he did from his parents and lived this double life.
但係一切佢都唔俾爸爸媽媽知，過住雙重嘅生活。
However, the police eventually caught up to him and arrested him.
但係最後警察捉上門捉咗佢。
His parents found out what happened and visited him in prison.
咁佢爸爸媽媽知道之後就去監獄去探佢。
They tried to give him a Bible, but he just threw it into the trash.
咁試係俾本聖經佢睇，但係佢抌咗落垃圾桶度。
As it happened, that young man got so bored in prison, he picked the Bible out of the trash can and started reading it.
咁後來，呢個年輕人實在係喺監獄裏面太悶啦，所以都係喺個垃圾桶執翻本聖經嚟睇。
And he came to understand the gospel and came to believe in Jesus.
咁佢開始認識到福音，而且信咗耶穌。
As his prison sentence was ending, he felt God calling him to a full-time ministry, so he applied to Moody Bible College.
咁當佢刑期就嚟結束嘅時候咧，佢感受到神呼召佢做全職嘅服侍，於是佢申請咗穆迪聖經學院。
To everyone's surprise, they accepted him.
大家都好驚訝嘅係，佢竟然俾人收取錄咗。Not
only that, but after he graduated, they even invited him to teach there.
唔單止係講佢畢業之後，學校仲請佢翻去教。This
young man was none other than Christopher Yuan.
咁呢個年輕人就係袁佑軒。You
may have heard of his story before.
大家可能聽過佢嘅故事。If
you haven't, I encourage you to look it up on Google and YouTube.
如果大家未聽過，可以去上 Google 或者 YouTube 去查一查。You
see, one thing that his parents did was they never stopped praying for him.
大家要知道，佢父母做咗一件事，就係從來冇停止為佢個仔去祈禱。
They never stopped believing that their God could redeem and rescue him.
佢哋冇停止去相信过神一日系会拯救佢呢个仔嘅。
And above all, they sought to mirror God's grace and mercy to their son.
但系最紧要嘅系佢哋继续系用神嘅恩典同怜悯对呢个仔。
Church, the greatest hope that we could ever have as Christian parents isn't that our children are successful in school and in life.
弟兄姊妹，作为基督徒嘅父母，我哋最大嘅盼望唔系我哋嘅仔仔喺学业同人生上面有几成功。
Instead, the greatest hope we could ever have as Christian parents is that our children come to know and trust in the Lord.
我哋最大嘅盼望系我哋嘅仔仔能够真正认识主耶稣，信靠佢。
That they would experience God's grace and mercy in their own lives.
并且可以亲身经历神嘅恩典同怜悯。
So that may they experience the love of the prodigal father through us, their parents.
愿意佢哋透过我哋经历到呢位挥霍父亲嘅爱。
As we live out our 2025 church theme, may we also be a house of celebration.
亦都让我哋一齐实践2025年教会主题嘅时候，我哋成为一个充满欢庆嘅教会。
Let's pray.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Father God, as we think about the kind of father that you are,
天父，我哋想起你系点嘅天父。
We're just so grateful.
我哋感恩。
You are a God of grace and mercy.
你系
You are slow to anger. You're quick to forgive. You want us to come home to you. So I just pray right now, if there's any in this room who have not come back to you, I pray that they would come back to you knowing there is a God who loves them and cares for them. For the rest of us, God, we pray that you would help us understand what it means to be like this prodigal father.
对于其他的弟兄姊妹，愿你帮助我哋点样去成为一个挥霍嘅父亲。
And how we can live out your heart for the lost in our Friday fellowships and in our Sunday worship services.
愿意我哋都系能够喺活出你嘅心意，能够将系无论喺团契或者系我哋嘅主日都可以活出。
But most importantly, in the way we relate to our children.
亦都更加紧要嘅系帮助我哋去同我哋嘅孩子嘅关系。
We pray that we'd be a mirror of your grace and mercy to them.
愿意我哋都系能够成为你充满恩典、充满慈爱嘅一个管道。
So we pray for wisdom，
俾我哋智慧。
We pray for strength，
俾我哋能力。
We pray for more of your compassion in our own hearts，
俾我哋更加多对于孩子嘅爱。
We pray for your spirit to lead us as we parent our children，
愿意你嘅圣灵去带领住我哋嘅孩子。
Help us to point them to you，
帮我哋去带领佢嚟到你身边。
That they would know you for themselves，
等到佢哋能够更加认识你。
We pray all this in Jesus' name，
我哋祈祷奉主耶稣基督嘅名祈求。
Amen.